are you hearing at the conference this year? I mean, obviously, auto lending is doing really well right now. Credit unions are reaping the benefits, or any financial institution for that matter, probably. Right. But what are you guys hearing at this year's show?
Oh, goodness. I mean, one fantastic thing, because it has really been a record year for all of our credit unions, all the partners, you know, through the platform. Just last year alone, we did about $27 billion, or our credit unions did $27 billion in terms
of
funding. Yes, like huge growth, continuing, stellar growth. But right now, I think a lot of our partners are focusing on, we know the market's going to turn sooner or later. What are some strategies that we can employ to get ahead of the curve?
I love that.
Like automation, we're talking about emerging technologies, autonomous self-driving vehicles, shared fleets. So my mind's a little bit blown, but I think we're taking away some really great things for all of our partners to be able to invest in in 2017.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Oh, that was one of my questions. I mean, kind of like, what's the outlook for rest of 2016 and then looking into 2017? Because I'm sure you guys are talking about this on a daily basis.
Oh, absolutely. 2016 is going to be great. I mean, we're having another stellar year. It's probably about 2 to 3% new car growth from 2015 to 2016. So we'll come in at 17.5, 17.6 million new cars on the road. Fantastic. Obviously double that in terms of the used car volume. And 2017, I think, is going to be an interesting year. There's a lot of controversy and is that going to be the year the auto sales plateau, or is that going to be 2018?
Okay.
A lot of economists, in the automotive space, are really saying we've got maybe one more year of growth. 1% growth, 1.5% growth, and then where do we go from there?
Okay.
So
time to prepare. Yeah.
Start thinking
about that type of stuff.
It'll be good, but time to prepare.
Well, while we're at the good times, what are some best auto lending practices? Just a couple of off the top of your head that credit unions should be doing right now.
Yeah. What I've heard from some of our most successful credit unions right now, it's about creating great relationships is probably something that's just a barrier. If you haven't gotten through that, it's a point of entry, basically. But a lot of credit unions are really focusing on speed of approvals or auto-approving as much as possible, getting answers if there's a counter, if there's a decision that they need to make, getting answers to the dealers very quickly. And how much of the experience, that car buying experience, the lending experience, how much of it can be digital or seamless without as much human involvement as possible. That way your members are getting fast answers, the credit union's generating volume, dealers are getting paid, and you're just building that continuous cycle of business. So be fast, make it easy to say yes, and stay who you are. Probably would be a good way to put it.
All right, Marcy, here's a question for you. Yes. How far away are we from me going to the auto dealer, to the lot, and go, I like that Volkswagen or whatever car, I'm pushing a button, it's mine. How far away are we from that?
You can do a lot of that today.
Okay.
So I can choose my car. I can push a button. I can, in essence, sort of reserve it online today. Come through the AutoSmart platform. Connect with the dealer. Say I want that one.
Okay.
There's some e-contracting, some streamlining that still needs to happen on the financing process.
Okay.
But a lot of our credit unions are integrating pre-approvals into the platform, so that makes the experience faster. They're leveraging technology to trim down the time anyway on the financing experience. So a couple years.
I don't know. I can't wait for that.
That would be good.
Yes, exactly. All right. Last question here. How do credit unions maintain this performance? We talked about planning for 2017, 2018, when things might get a little iffy. But right now, how do they maintain this performance? Because it's pretty unprecedented.
Yes, absolutely.
Said.
I think that it's important to look in your backyard and not only look at new member acquisition, which, indirect lending is a fantastic thing. It brings members into the movement, and it's a vital source of business. But also make sure that you're covering the other side of the house, too. So, statistically in the auto industry, 25% of consumers are in the market in any particular year, and maybe 17 to 18% of them will buy.
Okay.
So look at 25% of your member base. That's, organic backyard opportunity is a way that you can capture more of that and kind of keep that cycle of business going while you're bringing in all these great new members to the movement.
Okay, good message to end on. Marcy, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah, definitely appreciate it.